That's quite an assumption, Venture told her. It's quite an invitation, she replied. Matt frowned. Something she had said had struck a chord deep in his memory. Again, it was just out of reach, but it was there. Whatever had worried him earlier was close to the surface, but still not quite close enough. The Itzakan Palace, Venture was saying. He sounded impressed. I'd heard Harper was working on its restoration. I would be very interested to see how his project has progressed. So in that case, Robin and I shall be delighted to accept. Good. Then I shall let Mr. Harper know that he has two guests for dinner tonight. Three guests, Matt said firmly. I've got my passport in my bag. I'm coming too. He met Aunt Jane's stare, saw the sadness and resignation in her eyes, and knew that while she didn't want him to go, she wouldn't stop him. The plane was more like a hotel suite than a jetliner. Rather than rows of seats jammed in, there were several large leather couches arranged round the walls and a large conference table in the middle of the cabin. A steward brought drinks and food during the long flight, and there was a huge plasma screen television hooked up to a DVD player. Chatting to Robin, and with the prospect of watching DVDs of the latest blockbusters, Matt could almost forget about Dad's plight. Almost. Have you heard of this place we're going to, this palace? He asked Robin, while her father and Catherine Feather were talking quietly at the conference table. She nodded. Oh, yes. It's also known as the Waterfall Pyramid. Why? Matt asked. Because it's a step pyramid, and it's beside a waterfall, Robin said levelly. Imaginative, then. It's been hidden in the depths of the Amazon jungle for centuries, millennia probably, until Harper found it a few years ago. It caused quite a stir in the archaeological world. It's spectacular. That why it caused a stir? Not entirely. It was the way he found it that ruffled a few feathers. Matt was intrigued. Go on. There's a theory that many ancient sites were built in specific places around the globe. Aligned with the sunrise and all that. More than that. Have you heard of ley lines? Matt had. Ley lines were supposed to be lines of some sort of force or magnetism that linked ancient sites and might explain why they were built in particular places. Some people claimed to be able to find them by dowsing, while others said they were all a load of nonsense. Well, Robin went on, it's a step up from ley lines, if you like. The theory suggests there might have been some ancient blueprint or plan, and that important ancient sites are built on specific points of longitude and latitude, according to that blueprint. Sounds crazy to me, Matt said. I mean, weren't some of these sites built centuries apart? Thousands of years apart? You know the North Pole has moved, she asked.